mirror. It was polished glass, curved like a shallow bowl, but much clearer than the dome over King Alexander. Another man in protective clothes was turning it slightly. To my delight, I could see a moving picture in the mirror. It was as clear and near to me as my hand. I saw blue ocean. A boat was sailing up and over the swells, the waves cresting in white foam. A seagull hovered above the mast. This was a trireme, a swift warship with three banks of oars on each side. I quickly looked out the window in the same direction, but saw only blue. "Princess," Neva shouted, "it is the magic mirror, the one Olympus told you about." Oh, it was a magic thing, to see something up close that was really so far away. So this is one of the machines our astronomers discovered. The pleasure of seeing this for myself is hard to put into words. Above all, I was comforted, for I had seen no royal flag on that ship, and the oars were merely wood, not tipped with silver. This meant my father, the king, was not aboard. He was still somewhere on land.
That magic thing that Cleopatra was looking out of sounded a lot like a telescope. Cleopatra described looking into a curved mirror, and I know that most telescopes use curved mirrors to reflect light and let us see distant things up close. Here the telescope allows Cleopatra to see the faraway ocean as if it were right in front of her. Okay, let's go back to page 50 at the very top.